Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Thursday, the 16th of November 2023. Today's topic is God hears everything. Our text today is taken from Numbers chapter 14 verses 26 through 31. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Verse 27. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun. Verse 31. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. Key verse, Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. Say unto them, As truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. The scriptures clearly assure that, whatever we utter with our mouth, God hears and responds to accordingly. For, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so I will do to you. Unfortunately, Israel in the wilderness, to whom this verse was addressed, said negative things in God's ears. They spoke words of unbelief and hopelessness. God said he would do unto them exactly as they had spoken. This tells us that whatever we say gets God's attention, and he answers us according to our utterances. Knowing this should challenge us to constantly employ our tongues to attract the blessings of God into our lives, especially through prayer. There are many promises in God's word concerning our joy, peace, prosperity, and eternal bliss, which we want to possess. There are also closed doors we want opened, mountains we want removed, and lofty heights we want to attain. All these and many more are possible when we speak them in God's ears through prayer. He commanded us to pray with the promise that he will answer. Call unto me, he says, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. The problem with many Christians today is not that of unanswered prayers, but that of unoffered prayers. Many, instead of taking their problems to God in prayer, murmur and complain all the time, especially to fellow men who can offer no solution. We must learn to pour out our hearts to God, whose ears are closest to our lips. He hears every prayer and understands all our toils. He has never failed those who through the ages have called upon him. Whatever it is that troubles you, call on him today. He will not fail you. Thought for the day. Speak into God's ears instead of man's, and get your needs met. The Bible in 1 year. Ezekiel chapters 18 to 21. For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.